This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Yield. Count us down in the top five reasons that Kansas City is kicking the shit out of the Broncos right now.
Peyton's having a bad game. Let go.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. When I sing, with something mean. Supposed to be in the league. But I show that beats are awesome. And I down and be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 233. I'm your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Trophy Horrors.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
Oh, this is going to be a really
long
I don't know what kind of an episode it's going to be, so I'm just here for the ride.
Well, while we're doing the show, we got to remember the loot.
God, not again.
All right. I know you guys got sick.
Beats on all of what you say.
Okay, I remember I got some complaints from last week that we overdid it. So I feel like what's better than just referencing the show, then let's bring the guys on the show. So I got two of the four hosts with us. First one is Frosty. Say hi.
How's it going, everybody?
And the other one is Daryl.
I intend to be successful.
Okay.
He wanted to get one out so bad.
There's not much topics to talk about this week, based on, unless you played Fallout 4, which I don't think anybody here on the show this week has played Fallout 4. So we had to scrounge up for some topics. I did able to find three topics, three of them that I think we'd be interested in talking about. But our main topics is going to be the 2015 nominees for the Game Awards. And to fill time, I thought it would be fun because conversations with Donnie on 231 of these episodes and listening to episodes of Remember the Loot, I have a Donnie who is a self-proclaimed trophy whore. And then I have Daryl who is a self-proclaimed trophy whore in training.
No. Chump in training.
Whoa, shots fired.
I thought it'd be fun to fill time that we take the first topic of the agenda, or excuse me, of the Bill of Rights, and do a mock debate. So we're going to be doing that later in the show.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that, but okay.
Before we actually get into our normal show, I think we should mention anybody that has been paying attention to the news. Something horrible has happened in Paris. And I think, not that I want to speak on it, but just out of respect for the people that were lost, I think that we should give a moment of silence on the show before we actually go on to the festivities and start the knockout, drag out fight between Donnie and Daryl later in the show. So I feel we should give a moment of silence. All right, enough with that. Let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 28, total trophies of 6,567 trophies with a plaque count of 48. Donnie.
I am level 27, trophy count is 5,680. I'm quite sure Tricky didn't take away my 7, so negative 7 from that. Plat 76. Because I don't remember saying that last week.
Donnie's actual trophy count is 5,672. I just added 8. So when he minus the 8, he actually said his real count.
Okay, we're minus 14 now.
Alex is not here, as you saw. So he's level 24, total trophies of 4,828, and 61 platinums in 60 games. Yield?
A level 20 trophy count of 3490 and a platinum of 42.
Frosty?
I'm pulling mine up still. I can't remember. I have one platinum in Bloodborne. Come at me, bro.
He's level 11 with 736 total trophies. And as he just said, one platinum in Bloodborne. And Mr. Trophy Whores in Training, what is yours?
I am a true level 17 with 2,663 trophies with a platinum count of 12 and an achievement score of 65,826. Get at me, dog.
Heck, if you ever say achievement ever again on this show.
True whores show no favoritism. I go both ways, trophies and achievements.
He swings both ways.
Well, that true level of 17, I doubt that is true. It's false.
Okay. Now, Daryl, as we do on the show, we have to ask the question. Now, I already know the answer, but I have to ask.
I'm ready.
Do you have any shameful platinums?
I have no shame in my platinum game, but I will say... Yeah.
So you platinum Hannah Montana then?
I am the Mac Daddy of Hannah Montana Platinums. Yes.
Now, did you spend 30 minutes bedazzling Hannah Montana's left butt cheek?
As a matter of fact, I didn't change any locations of the bedazzle. I let it bedazzle itself as I just constantly clicked the button. And unfortunately, the default color was red, and all of my bedazzle made it look like Hannah Montana started her period in 30 different outfits.
So you pulled a Donnie.
I followed in Donnie's footsteps.
You unconsciously did, Donnie.
He is. See, Donnie is my inspiration of true trophy whoredom, and although he doesn't want to admit that his most proudest trophies are the ones such as Hannah Montana, hopefully, by the end of this debate, he will realize the error of his ways and embrace the fact that there is no true trophy shame.
All right.
Oh, man, where's Alex? Where's Alex?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a Alex of my peer to vote with me.
Well, Alex will be here at the official debate when we do it. Oh, all right, man. So let's get into what we're playing. Daryl, let's start off with you. Since you have no shame in your platinum game,
that's right.
What have you been playing?
All right, so I just bailed, tucked tail, and ran away from the Duck Dynasty Platinum. And I know that breaks a lot of hearts. But Duck Dynasty defeated me with their swamp boat races. So I left that alone, and I started back on my adventure of my Resident Evil 5 Platinum and my Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 Platinum. So I'm on the run for both of those, and in my downtime, Frosty and I have been playing Dead Space 3.
Yuckums, Dead Space 3.
Going old school, all them PS3 games.
All right, since Don, you spoke up, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
Absolutely zero game playing this week. I haven't played anything.
True chump.
Mr. I yield to no one.
Treasures of Montezuma Blitz. Simpsons Tapped Out. And Lego Marvel.
Okay. And Frosty.
I've been playing the game of the year, Witcher 3. That's just my opinion.
Oh, here we go.
It's great. I actually checked my playtime today. I legitimately have almost five days playing time in that game. And I'm maybe a quarter done with it. other than that, I've been playing Until Dawn, working on my second platinum.
Until Dawn, nice.
All right, and the only thing I've been playing all week, actually, no, I actually played more games than Metal Gear this year, this week. Did play some Metal Gear, obviously. Played some Rock Band 4, and I think that's it. Didn't really jump into Mad Max. I mean, obviously I'm playing Clash of Clans on my phone, but nothing else with that. All right, so first thing, a bit of news, is we're going to jump around the topics a little bit because I think we actually need to start off with the Battlefront topic. What do you guys think?
Oh, I want to battle this out of the agenda.
Okay, well, a lot of people were having a conniption over the $50, yes, $50 price point of the Battlefront Season Pass.
I'm not having a conniption. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, I'm about to say why when they know they're going to pay for it anyway. So why?
I'm not paying for it.
DICE and EA have come out and said the first expansion pack, which will be released in early 2016, will include the following. 20 new pieces of galactic tech, including weapons, vehicles, and star cards for both Rebels and Imperials.
Yawn.
4 more heroes and villains for you to fight as or against.
Yawn.
You don't want more heroes?
No.
Okay. 16 additional maps featuring new locations.
Yawn.
4 new exciting game modes.
Yeah.
Yawn.
Two week early access into each expansion pack.
So it's Call of Duty.
All that stuff that should be free? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, that's basically why I'm yawning. Everything that should be free.
And the last thing is an exclusive, quote, shoot first, end quote, emote, which I have no idea what the hell that is.
Lame.
Yeah, it's
a victory dance.
Now, I don't know about the maps, but I think the 4 new heroes or villains might be a little bit intriguing. Obviously, they didn't announce what heroes or villains it would be.
Well, hold on. Does this game have story, or is it just all online?
All online.
And $50 extra for online BS.
For the rest of the game.
All online add-ons suck. All of them. For every game.
Well, you didn't feel that way about Left Behind.
Oh, my goodness. That's a story. So
that's an add-on.
Dude, you know exactly what I mean. Stop being the stupid gamer, Tricky.
Don't fall into that stupid
gamer category. You know exactly what I mean.
I'm trying to correct you. You're saying all add-ons suck. That is not true.
All multiplayer online add-ons is free. Of course, if that's the case, every single add-on is sucks because every add-on is got to go online to get it if you want to use that theory. But I'm saying if it don't have a story to it, it sucks.
I agree with Donnie.
Nobody care about no weapons, cars, and
if they're not going to throw a single player mode into their DLC package, they can suck it.
Thank you.
That's not going to happen with any of the 4 new exciting game modes. I bet you now one of them be it.
I bet you one of those new exciting game modes is going to be space battles.
Yep.
In which case, I called it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It's Star Wars. Is it every battle a space battle?
No, not in Battlefront.
What the heck, dude?
No. He's actually talking about actually in space, not on space. The planet.
Oh, my goodness.
It is in a galaxy far, far away.
Speaking of being stuff that's far, far away, and that would be Silent Hills, because there's no start in sight.
Oh, gosh.
But
don't talk about it.
If it is up to Norman Reedus, who was going to be the star of the now-canceled Silent Hills, he recently spoke to IGN about his faith in the future collaboration between him and PT creator Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro. He said, quote, I'm super bummed about what happened back in Japan, but I have faith. I have faith that we, the three of us, can do something else. Basically, he's saying that he wants Silent Hills to come out. He's a big proponent of the game. He said, they did some photography with 1,000 cameras pointing at you in a million different directions. We did some things with them that might be, I don't know if it's on the cutting room floor.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
It might be someone's hard drive somewhere. But he said they actually did start making the game.
Well, duh. I'm quite sure they did.
He said, quote, hopefully they'll come to some sort of agreement. And what happens? Do we get something very similar or something that's very different? I don't know. I have faith that we're going to do something, though. It just seems like one of the big things that needs to happen. It's like Destiny. It needs to happen.
I say they make a different game where him and his brother Merle are both the stars.
Wait a minute. Do you mean Instinct?
No.
No.
No. We gotta have Guerrilla Del Toro and Heidi Ho Kojima.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho, good neighbor.
Rocket League is getting a free new update.
How you do updates.
Boom.
It is already out, and there's a hockey mode coming in December.
If I didn't pay $50 for it, I don't want it.
So you went to the school of Tricky then.
It doesn't count. It's not an, it's not a real DLC unless I have to pay twice as much than the original game for it.
Well, this DLC will suck because it was free. But if it
That's
made
right.
$50 for junk, then it was the greatest thing in the world.
Psyonic has released a new free update for Rocket League, bringing a string of, quote, alternate presets and settings that add depth, variety, and crazy rocket-powered fun to the game. With the introduction of mutators, Rocket League players will soon be able to play a variety of interesting new game alts, including low-gravity moonball or the classic supersonic acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars game modes, cubic and time warp, just to name a few. And a new mode called Snow Day, which will riff on hockey, will also launch in December.
Oh, they get a new game mode for free.
You had me at Rocket League.
I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Have you ever thought about Rocket League with the cast of Twisted Metal? Like, give me Sweet Tooth and a Rocket. I'd like it.
I never played Rocket League, so.
What? What? You call yourself a trophy whore and you didn't take advantage of one of the greatest games this year?
Donnie doesn't like PSN games.
Yeah, what?
I'm not a huge fan of PSN or indie.
That my mind is blown. I just blew a fuse.
I'm speechless.
That's one of the best games this year.
Feel free to question him about it because to us, it's still confusing to us too.
I have some. It's just not. I'm not a huge fan of just, it's just a quick burst of fun, and then I get bored with it extremely quick.
Everybody's doing it, man. You got to try it.
I thought about downloading it, but.
You should have downloaded it when it was free.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard about you in this PS Plus game. I think that we all need to sit down and just have,
and
like
have an intervention.
An intervention with Donnie because, like,
we've tried several.
Hey, you're already paying for it. Like, if you're up, if you're doing your cloud saves, if you're using Plus to save your butt on your cloud saves, i.e. Metal Gear, then you gotta be taking advantage of the free games we're getting. You might get 9 of them that are somewhat lame, but then you'll get a gem like Rocket League. That junk is bad, dude.
I've told Donnie several times, regardless if you like the game or you want the game, go into the PlayStation Store and buy it. You don't have to download it.
Just put it in your library.
So if you want it in the future for any reason whatsoever, you have it.
No, it's taking up space. I'm not going to play it. So what's the point?
All you have to
in your library. It's taking up space. Donnie, I do believe that's the dumbest thing I've heard you say.
No, the thing about it is, like, it's most likely I'm not going to renew my Plus anyway. Only reason I got it now is because it was a gift, and I don't want to be rude and get my hand chopped off like overseas stuff for, you know, disrespecting not taking the gift. But I'm just saying, Plus, I'm not about to go down my Plus route again. You guys heard my Plus rant, and you heard my Gamefly rant, and There it be.
Subject change.
Has anybody else had trouble clicking over in this Norman Reedus link?
No, I opened it up just fine.
Right, it keeps saying error occurred on my end. Like, I'm thinking like Konami is just fooling around with my junk now.
We're past that topic, so you don't have to look at it no more.
Well, conspiracy.
You know, Donnie, I want to let you in on a little something. I heard that you didn't listen to our entire first episode because it was a little too long for you.
No, it wasn't too. I mean, but I didn't listen to it because of that. The whole thing, I had to do other things. I never got back to around listen, but I have it downloaded.
Well, check it out,
my friend.
Check it out. There's a little something we like to call the Suck Clan. So check it out. So the Suck Clan is the anonymous group on the internet that no matter what you post, no matter what you like, they think it sucks. And what we uncovered in our lost episodes was that Konami is actually the head of the Suck Clan. And so,
and Donnie's the vice president.
Apparently, Donnie is a mole.
He's a spy.
He's a double agent. He's been sent here to sit on. He's gonna sit on the high council and call himself a horseman, but then just crap all over PlayStation Plus. Crap all over good platinums.
Call me the ocelot of podcasting.
There you go.
Was he a double agent or a triple agent? I still haven't figured it out.
He's a triple. He mentioned it in in this part five. He's a triple agent.
So what does a triple agent actually do? You're working for a third party?
Lie. That's what he
no,
do.
they work for one department that's actually working for the other department. It's like an agent of a SHIELD agent working for Hydra, but while working for Hydra, they're actually working against SHIELD, and they're working against Hydra at the same time.
And everybody ultimately works for EA.
So I was right. You're working for a third party.
No, they're working for themselves.
Oh well, there's nothing wrong with that because you got to take care of yourself.
Disguised as an agent for both sides.
That's the perfect cover.
He's a freelance agent.
All right. Let's get into what I think is going to be the most conversation heavy before we actually start arguing.
Can we just bypass this?
Game Awards has announced their nominees. Now, some of these topics we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about Best Fan Creation or Trending Gamer or Esports Game of the Year or Esports Team of the Year.
Did
Esports
you say Player of the Year. Best Friend Creation?
Best Fan Creation.
Oh, Best Fan Creation. I'm like, Best Friend Creation? What the heck are you talking about?
But we're going to go into some of these topics. Most Anticipated Game. The nominees are Horizon Zero Dawn, No Man's Sky, Quantum Break, The Last Guardian, and Uncharted 4. Out of the nominees, I'm going to go one by one, and you're just going to tell me which is your pick for the winner of this. I'm going to go in order. Donnie, your pick for the winner of the Most Anticipated Game. It has to be one of the nominees as well.
Oh, that's some BS if it has to be one of them. That's why I want to skip this.
Okay, out of these five, which is your most anticipated game? Obviously, it's going to be Uncharted 4, correct?
Where is that category at in there? You said Horizon is in there?
Horizon,
yeah. I'm gonna go.
No Man's Sky, Quantum Break, The Last Guardian, and Uncharted
If I say 4. Horizon, is that neglecting my fandom of Uncharted?
Uncharted, no.
Okay, we're Horizon, because we know what Uncharted is, but I'm
Thank
going.
You, Don.
Okay. I'm going with Horizon.
Yield?
No Man's Sky.
Frosty.
Horizon.
And Daryl.
Hannah Montana 2. Horizon.
I'm about to say, oh, he get to pick one out of the categories.
I'm actually going to say Uncharted 4.
Of course you're going to say that one.
Just I'm not sold on Horizon yet. That's
what?
All I need. Alright, best multiplayer. How we feel about multiplayer on the show. The nominees are Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Destiny The Taken King, Halo 5, Guardians, Rocket League, and Splatoon.
Rocket League.
All right, Yield, Donnie.
Splatoon. And I'm just being spiteful.
actually, that's probably not a bad idea either.
Frosty.
Rocket League.
And Daryl.
Oh, Rocket League.
All right, and I'm going to go with Rocket League as well. Best fighting game, Guilty Gear, X3rd, Mortal Kombat X,
Pass.
Rise of the Incarnates, and Rising Thunder are the nominees. I think we're all going to say Mortal Kombat X,
no.
Correct?
Yep. No.
I will.
I won't. I don't like fighting games.
MKX.
All right. Best role-playing game. Nominees are Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Pillars of Eternity, The Witcher 3, and Undertale. Donnie, I know you don't play role-playing, so we're going to skip you. Yield, what? You the same way. Well, okay, best role-playing game, Donnie.
Kingdom Hearts.
That's not a nominee. Frosty.
Bloodborne's an RPG. Witcher 3.
And Daryl.
Oh, Witcher 3.
Beyond Two Souls.
All right.
Oh, I love that game.
I'm going to say Witcher 3 because it's the only one of the five I played.
Chrono Trigger.
Parasite
Eve.
Best Action Adventure Game. Nominees are Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Batman Arkham Knight, Metal Gear Solid 5, Ori and the Blind Forest, and Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Don't even ask
Donnie.
Me, man. You already know. It's about to be Assassin's Creed, babe. Metal Gear.
Yield.
Wait a minute. That just came out. That just came out 2 days ago. How is that even up here?
I won't get to play it until next year, so Tomb Raider.
Frosty.
Metal Gear Solid.
And Daryl.
Oh, Metal Gear Solid.
All right, I'm going to agree with Metal Gear Solid, obviously. Best shooter. I think me, Donnie, and Yield are going to have to bow out
best
to this.
Best who?
But best shooter.
I don't know. What are the categories? What are the nominees?
Nominees are Call of Duty Black Ops 3, no. Destiny the Taken King, Halo 5 Guardians, Splatoon, and Star Wars Battlefront.
Battlefront or Splatoon.
Ugh, barf.
Frosty.
Black Ops 3.
All right, Ed and Daryl.
I would love to go Black Ops 3, but I just finished Halo 5, and it's actually really, really good. It's a great shooter. Hey, Halo 5.
All right. Games for Change Award, we're going to skip.
Why?
Because I don't know any of these games. All right, the nominees are Shybel, Her Story, Life is Strange, Sunset, and Undertale.
Never heard of them. Okay, next.
No. Wait.
He's heard of one.
Okay, no. I've played Life is Strange. I really didn't grab me like everybody else did.
Is it
between
strange?
That and... Yes, very strange.
Okay.
Something about being a very confused little girl in high school, it doesn't resonate with me. I never experienced that.
Every girl.
Her Story is awesome. I've actually not played it, but I've like watched it because it's like a PC simulator, but you're kind of a detective figuring out this story or whatever, this murder mystery thing. That's really, really cool. But I'm going to go Life is Strange because I know that's going to win.
All right. And I'll say Life is Strange because it's the only one I heard of.
Cheater.
Best performance. Ashley Burch as Chloe Prince in Life is Strange. Camilla Luddington as Lara Croft in Rise of the Tomb Raider.
There you go, right there.
Doug Cockle as Gerald in The Witcher 3.
Wow, he's got a really cool name, Cockle.
Cock.
Cockle!
Mark Hamill as the Joker in Arkham Knight.
Oh, well then, there you go.
And Viva Seifert in Her Story.
Okay, really, in all honesty, the Lara Croft chick should win. But since everybody keeps stonewalling Mark Hamill, I'm voting for Hamill.
All right, Donnie?
I'm going with me for acting like I like this topic.
Frosty.
Mark Hamill. You can't be. It's hard to beat that.
Daryl.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I think Mark Hamill should get this.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary Cock.
Best score or soundtrack?
Star Wars Battlefront.
Fallout 4?
No.
Halo 5 Guardians.
Well, maybe that one if Star Wars isn't in there.
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Ori and the Blind Forest. And The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Metal Gear all the way. This is story, right?
No, best
no, score.
Score?
Metal Gear.
What does that mean? Soundtrack?
That would be soundtrack.
Music.
Yes.
Music, yes. Music.
Yeah, why don't you say Gear. Music then? Freaking score.
I said best score soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Metal Gear because they still have Snake Eater theme song on there.
All right, Yield.
Halo.
Frosty.
Witcher 3.
Daryl.
Metal Gear.
All right, and obviously I'm going to say Metal Gear 2. Same reason Donnie did, because they still have Snake Eater in there. Best narrative. Her Story.
No.
Life is Strange. No. Tales from the Borderlands. The Witcher 3 and Until Dawn.
Ooh.
Tales from the Borderlands.
Donnie's gonna say
Morgan Freeman.
Until Dawn. Frosty.
Witcher.
And Daryl.
Until Dawn.
Okay. And I'm gonna say
wait a minute. Best narrator?
No,
best narrative.
Which is basically best story.
What the heck? Metal Gear wasn't on that mud.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why is it Metal Gear part of this?
What story?
Because it was unfinished.
There's still another chapter out there that hasn't been released yet.
Probably never will be released.
Yes, even the dog know that should have been Metal Gear. That's D-Dog right there. D-Dog know.
D-Dog. He's outraged.
All right, we're going to go down to our last two topics. Next one is Developer of the Year. Nominees are Bethesda, CD Projekt Red, From Software, Kojima Productions, and Nintendo.
There you go. Donnie. Right there.
Just Nintendo?
Nintendo makes all their games.
I know, it's
so.
Just funny. In Nintendo. Just Kojima Productions.
Yield.
I'm going to go against the grain here, and I'm going to say Nintendo.
Oh, you little... You better have me call you a little Nick.
Frosty.
Why you got to be like that, man?
Starting to be a pattern with me. I'm going to have to go with CD Projekt.
And Daryl.
CD Projekt Red because Kojima Productions no longer exists.
Come on.
Boom.
You had to give them credit for their last protege, man.
How can they receive an award when they're not together?
Technically, they still exist.
How is that going to happen if they do win? Is Konami going to come up there and take it out of Kojima's hand or some junk? Is Konami going to do a Kanye?
They're going to remove his name from the trophy. This is actually our trophy. We're the greatest developer in the world.
God, dog.
I know that Witcher 3 was good, but have you played Metal Gear Solid 5?
I'm going to let you finish, but... All right, and your nominees for Game of the Year. Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Super Mario Maker, and The Witcher 3.
Mario Maker.
No, I'm saying no. Just I'm saying freaking. I'm mad as heck as Mario Maker up there, but Metal Gear.
All right, so Rocket Yield.
Rocket League.
That's not one of the nominees.
Well, screw their nominees.
Right. Well, screw the Game Awards, but...
Well, the Game Awards really do suck. Is this on Spike TV again this year?
Online only.
Online only? Oh, well, that... Wow. Hey, who's voting? The gamers?
Yes.
Oh, God. Then The Witcher 3, then.
Frosty.
Bloodborne.
And Daryl.
Witcher 3.
And I'm going to say Metal Gear Solid 5. Although I have a feeling that Fallout 4 might win just because it's the new hotness, which is what Game of the Years tend to be when.
Oh, yeah. was that on there?
Yeah, Fallout 4.
Oh, I'm changing mine to Fallout 4 because that's what the crybaby gamers will pick. Fall.
You're supposed to go against the grain, man.
Well, I was going to go Mario Maker to annoy Donnie.
All right, so now we're going to get to the most entertaining part of the show.
The ending?
Well, this is going to lead into the end.
Oh, okay.
And, Frosty, I'm going to let you know now. I'm going to you for our sponsor. You're going to replace Donnie this week because Donnie's going to not have a voice when he's done with this segment. So I'm warning you now. Prepare yourself, okay?
Well, you're supposed to shock him into it, man, not prepare him.
All right.
I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
This is when Donnie should be inserting the People's Court music. All right, so in an interest to fill time, we are going to do a mock debate of what the Trophy Horse Council Bill of Rights.
Time? It's 41 minutes of runtime, man. What the heck?
We're going
to
give you.
By the time you edit it, we're down to about 15 minutes.
No, you're not. Trust me.
We're going to give you a sample of what the Trophy Horse Council is going to be. In tonight's debate is going to be Donnie arguing for, and we're going to have Daryl arguing against. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Gladiators ready! Contenders ready!
The rules of the debate. Each participant will get 1 minute of uninterrupted time to argue their point. In their first opening argument, they are going to be arguing the rule based on its merit. No changes to the rule can be suggested. Once each person has gone back, each participant will have 1 minute to rebut and propose any possible changes to said rule. Once that's done, we will then vote as a panel, the five of us, on the current rule. If it passes, the debate ends. If it does not pass, then we vote on the proposed changes. Gentlemen, do you understand the rules?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Donnie, you are going to be leading off. The rule that we are going to be debating today is one should not actively engage in seeking platinums in, quote, kitty games. Kitty games are defined as games made solely for children with no appeal to adults. Exceptions to this rule include the following condition. Said kitty game scores above an 80 on Metacritic. Said kitty game was played for more than half the playtime with their child or children. And total kitty platinums only account for less than 10% of total platinums. Donnie, are you ready for your opening argument?
I think.
Your 1 minute starts now.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't appeal. I mean, I don't think that it should be a score issue. And why does it have to be unappealing to adults? That should not be the case either. Yeah, I think kitty games solely shouldn't be played on due to the fact of you just trying to get trophies just for it. I have played kitty games, but I play kitty games over the fact that I happen to like that movie. So I'll give the game a try. As far as playing with your kids, yeah, that's cool with me. If the kids happen to earn you a trophy.
20 seconds.
If the kid happen to earn you a trophy while you're playing, yeah, count it. It goes towards your score. If you happen to be out of the room while you was playing with your kids and you just happen to go somewhere, like to the bathroom or something, and the trophy's been earned, yeah, count it. Because you guys are still playing together. But if you just plan it just for the soul of being a tricky, then.
Time's up. Daryl, are you ready for your rebuttal?
Oh, yeah.
See, hold on. Also, what school you go to?
No. Your minute's up, Donnie. Your minute is up. I gave you one solid minute.
Man, he educated, man. I went to Detroit Public School.
All right. Again, Daryl, are you ready for your rebuttal?
Absolutely.
Your 1 minute starts now.
There should be no barrier between game to game. If you were to go on the sole basis of the ESRB ratings, most quote-unquote kitty games are E for everyone or, you know, teen and above. If it's E for everyone, then I believe it should be okay for anyone to pursue this platinum, no matter if it's with your child or without your child. Case in point, point in case, however you say that, the Green Lantern. Huge fan of the Green Lantern. Kitty game. Had a blast with it. Platinumed it. Megamind. I personally love the movie.
20 seconds.
Had a blast. Platinumed the fool out of it. Moved on to the next one. Hannah Montana. Rented it to play with my daughter. She didn't dig it. I went on and said, I'm not wasting my money. Played it for the platinum. There's no discrimination when you rent or buy the games.
Time.
Therefore, they should count.
Donnie.
Go ahead.
Your 1 minute starts now.
Hey, I am Donnie from Trophy Horse, and I approve Daryl's message, what he just said. What he said was right on. And I don't know how to defend against that one. I told you he went to school. You know? But, yeah, he was like, dang, man, how can I defend against that? Yes, if it's rated E for everyone, yes, go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it. If it's rated T for tricky, then think about it. Because you just might be getting into a tricky situation.
20 seconds.
You know, the only reason I oppose this rule is due to the fact that if you're solely going out there just for the trophies and you don't enjoy anything about the game, you're just trying to get it. So it shouldn't matter what score it got. If you like the game, go ahead for it.
Time.
I didn't mean that last statement.
Daryl, are you ready for your rebuttal if you want to do it?
Yes.
All right. Your 1 minute. Again, you can pose any changes to current rule as it's in place. Your 1 minute starts now.
The definition of a whore is a man or a woman who engage in promiscuous sexual intercourse, usually for money, prostitution, harlot, or any form with no set of standards. Now, if you are to call yourself a quote-unquote trophy whore, that means that you will lay down with any game, anytime, anywhere, with the sole purpose of exchanging your money for those trophies. Therefore, if this podcast is going to continue to be called Trophy Whores, then you should participate in platinuming of all games of any shape or size, downloadable or AAA release, Hannah Montana seconds. Or Bloodborne. That's it.
All right. So now, gentlemen.
No, I object to that.
Nope. You cannot. You cannot rebut.
I thought we,
you had.
I thought it was going to be going back and forth.
You had both rounds.
Well, I object to that.
All right, so,
we need another round.
Okay, as the five people here on this show, we will do a majority. Simple yes or no. Should there be allowed a third round for Donnie? Donnie's obviously going to vote yes. Yield. Daryl.
Yes.
Frosty.
Yes.
All right, majority rules. Donnie, last round. No other further rounds past this. Donnie, your 1 minute starts now.
Okay. Yes, the term of whore does mean exactly what Mr. Daryl had to say. But in this situation, as a gamer and in the gamer community,
it doesn't mean
you're doing a literal term of collecting these trophies. I had something and then I lost it.
I heard the train crash.
Yes. But anyway, yes. You, I'm doing my Bill Clinton thumb too, by the way. Can't see me. But you playing these games, you whoring yourself out to these games for the trophies. But at the same time, you should be honorable to yourself. Don't just whore yourself out for just any old gold. Whore yourself out for the premium gold, the platinum gold, the gold that means something to you, not to everyone else.
Time. All right. Daryl, are you ready for your final rebuttal?
Absolutely.
Your 1 minute starts now.
A true whore has no standards. A true whore abides by no moral code. There is no level of platinum that is unattainable other than the ones that you just don't want to go after. I would propose a new tier to trophy hunting if you're uncomfortable being a true trophy whore. If Hannah Montana scares you, but Bloodborne is enticing to you, then I would consider you a trophy elitist, someone who is going for the premium. But if you're just a guy like myself that'll play it for the sake of playing it, that'll get the trophies because they're there to be gotten, then that is a true trophy whore. And a trophy chump simply doesn't go for any of them. They don't even finish games. That's it.
All right. That concludes.
I rebuke that.
That concludes the argument session of our debate here. With that being said, we are now, as a group, based on the arguments set forth in this conversation, will now vote on the merits. Should the law that is currently in place, and I will repeat the law to refresh everybody's memory, should the law, as in its current form, go into law? Now, the rule states, currently, one should not actively engage in seeking platinums in, quote, kiddie games. Kiddie games are defined as games made solely for children with no appeal to adults. Exceptions to this include the following conditions. Said kiddie game scores above an 80 on Metacritic. Said kiddie game was played for more than half the playtime with their child or children. And total kiddie platinums account for less than 10% of total platinums. The current law in its originally, do we want to make this into law? A simple yes or no vote. We're going to start from the right side of the panel. Daryl, yes or no? Current law into practice.
No.
Frosty.
No.
Yield.
No.
Donnie.
Nay.
And I'm going to vote nay as well. With the majority vote, now we are going to move on to with the proposed changes. Are we voting that the current law should die completely with a yes vote, or a no vote means that the rule needs to be reworded to better section? basically what I'm asking is if kiddie games should be a chumpable offense, you're going to vote no because the rule needs to be changed. If kiddie games should be a chumpable offense, you're going to vote yes and saying drop the law altogether. Everybody understand?
I believe so.
I think so also.
If kid, okay.
I get you. I get what you're saying.
No, no, no. I want to make sure that I'm clear about what I'm saying. If kiddie games should be a chumpable offense in any way, shape, or form, you're going to vote that the rule needs to be changed with a yes vote. If kiddie games in its entirety, without any other conditions, is not a chumpable offense, you're going to vote no to drop the law completely.
Now I'm confused that you went deeper into it.
You said vote no on both those.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
If I understand this right, you're saying vote no if we're going to change the rule. Vote yes if we're going to drop it completely because kiddie games are equal as regular games.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes means drop it completely. We never talk about this as a chumpable offense again. No means keep the law, but it has to be reworded.
Gotcha. Okay, that I understand.
Okay. Start from the left side of the panel. Donnie.
I think yes. That's to change it, right?
No. No, means a change.
No means a change.
Then I believe that my answer is no. I'll appeal my own. Yes, I'll appeal myself.
We have one no. Yield.
No.
Two no's. Frosty.
Yes.
God dang it, you.
Two no's, one yes. Daryl.
Yes.
Now we got to stay in the jury office.
Now I have to decide and vote. I'm going to vote no.
I'm about to say, you better not agree with them looters.
I'm going to vote no.
Favoritism.
That kiddie games will be a chumpable offense under certain conditions. So, now that we've concluded this, okay, let's get back to all the jokes and not be so serious. This was a mock debate. No matter what we voted here, obviously, this was not going to be the final decision. This is just a mock
decision.
This is just a mock a mock debate to show our listeners what we're actually going to be doing. You know, when we do the council later, there's going to be different people arguing. Obviously, we're probably not going to want Donnie to argue against Daryl again because Donnie got his ass kicked in this debate.
No, I'll be more prepared then. I told you. He went to school. I'm going to study my butt off now.
I love you, Donnie, but you got your ass kicked by Daryl. That's all I'm saying.
I won that second one. I want to say that.
Donnie ultimately won because voted it.
Actually, you know, he did win because he immediately started against himself in the first round.
Yes, like, he did. Did he?
He set the stage for me. He's like, oh, by the way. Yeah. So.
All right. So now that we had some fun with that, okay, that is what the debate's going to be. So I will be going over with Frosty and Daryl the entire Bill of Rights, so they can prepare themselves and be part of the council later when we do it in the future.
I think I might need to have my lawyer with me.
Don't worry, Alex will be there.
That was quite fun.
All right. With that being said, let's close out the show and do some housekeeping.
Yes, yes, that would be debatable. Yes, yes, that's debatable.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the Help Wanted tab on the page, click on Help Wanted, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. First is you can give us a call. Yield, what is that phone number?
I totally forgot. 330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369.
Boom, shakalaka.
You can also send us an email at trophyhores@provinggamer.com. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at TrophyHores. Contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist, and you can try to contact Alex at Saundasaurus Rex. Frosty and Daryl, do you guys have Twitters, personal Twitters?
Yes, I am Resident Daryl at Twitter, also Resident Daryl on Xbox Live, and Resident Daryl on PSN.
Okay, he kind of jumped the segment because I was going to go into that. Frosty, are you on Twitter?
Yes, you can find me at Metal Gear Frosty, one word.
Oh.
Metal Gear Frosty.
Wait a minute. You a Metal Gear fan like that?
I love Metal Gear.
Oh, dude, man, we need to get together, like go on a date.
Let's do it. No homo.
Hey, times are changing.
Skype me.
Maybe we can get Frosty on the PG spoilers for Metal Gear.
Well, he's coming on my show. I had no game talk on my show yet because my partner don't play games at all. Well, he can't see himself playing the games. Anyway.
He can't see.
With that being said, Dallas kind of jumped the gun a little bit, but let's give you our PSN IDs. I am Tricky Mick. That's TRICKYMIC. Alex is Raise Havoc. That is RAISEHAVOK. Donnie.
I am That DTN. That's THATDTN. If you don't know how to spell it, go back to school.
If they don't know how to spell it, you just spelled it for them.
I'm just saying, I did, but if you didn't know how to spell it before I said it, you need to stop playing video games.
You need to go back to school.
Put the pause on the button on the controller and go to school.
Hooked on phonics.
Yield your PSN ID.
I yield to no one.
You want to spell that for somebody?
No. I'm going to be hard to get this episode. Come find me.
All right, Frosty, your PSN ID.
MGS, like Metal Gear Solid, _ Daniel 25.
I am digging this guy right here even more.
and Daryl.
Resident Daryl.
You know you're going to always be in the shadow of Daryl.
You want to spell that for our illiterate listeners, please?
Are you saying our listeners are illiterate? How dare you insult our fans?
No, I'm trying to be equal opportunity here.
Since when have we been equal opportunity?
I'm trying to be handicap accessible here.
Since when have we been handicap accessible?
We've had to carry the handicap of Donnie. Yeah, the entire 232 episodes.
You guys have
episodes.
Been doing a really good job.
What?
I had to go to mine. My grown-ups part two on you.
All right, Daryl, you want to spell Resident Daryl for our listeners?
Yes,
please?
It is RESIDENTDARRELL, all one word, Resident Daryl.
All right, if you listen to his podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which apparently Frosty is now going to be a part of the Metal Gear Solid one. And our other podcast, Remember the Loot.
Loot. LOOT, not LUTE.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Be sure to check out all of our podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I know I'm not. Because I've had so much fun this episode. That is going to close out our housekeeping. But we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is GoFundMe. Yield, can you GoFundMe?
I thought that thing died.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. We've got some trophy-themed donations, which Donnie will sing you a song since Halloween has come and gone, and we're almost knee-deep in November. It'll be a turkey song.
I can go with that.
You can go with that. You have no choice.
And our other sponsor is Extra Life. You've heard about us talk about it all year long. Go to extra-life.org and join to sign up for next year. I don't know if next year's registrations are open yet.
Well,
probably not,
because you can still donate for this year up until the end of the year.
Yes, you can still donate up to December 31st of this year. So you may not be able to register, but please go check it out. Get involved in any way, shape, or form. I mean, just until the end of the year, you can probably only donate, which obviously we would greatly appreciate. But be sure to keep checking on it to see when you can register for next year, because it is a good cause. And I think the last count that I saw, Extra Life this year has raised $6.8 million worldwide.
$1 million.
I might be off on that number. Please don't quote me. I don't remember exactly. I know it's over $6 million. And normally I would go to Donnie on this next part, but I kind of put Frosty on the spot. So, Frosty, who are we sponsored by?
We are sponsored by Amazon.
Come on, man. You can't be doing no professional voice up in this mud, man.
That's all I got, because you didn't prepare me for this, so.
You've heard the show. You know how Donnie does it.
Hey, I'm going to give you my best Donnie impression.
Hey, everybody, we sponsored by Amazon.
Oh!
Amazon.com. Click on the Amazon links, and they're going to get some bucks back. Amazon.
Oh, that is racist. That is racist. You saying all black people sound like that?
What? No, I just said you sound.
Black podcasting lives matter.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did I just say that out loud? Yes. Oh, I thought that was my internal monologue. My bad.
Oh. For shits and giggles, I have to hear. I now have to hear Daryl's Amazon or quote unquote impression of Donnie. Daryl, the floor is yours, buddy. I have no idea what the hell's about to come.
If you go to provengamer.com and you click on the Amazon links and do all your Black Friday shopping, they're going to kick a couple bucks back to the website and sponsor your favorite podcast. Remember to loot the 2-hour professional trophy slanging podcast and trophy whores.
I think you do Donnie better than Donnie.
I think he did. With that being said, let's close out the show without some shout outs. I don't know if Donnie has recovered from the shock yet. So we're going to go to Yield first. Yield, your shout-outs.
Let's see here. Shout-out to the fans for listening. Shout-out to Daryl and I forget.
Frosty.
Frosty, thank you. I remembered his real name, and I wasn't going government names.
No government names.
Frosty is my government-issued name. My parents hated me.
Government names. So you were born in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, a shout out to Homer Get Stuffed. Shout out to Tricky, Donnie, and Alex, even though he's not here. And Fudgems. I had other ones, but I'm done. I'm back.
Just a random thought.
Oh, jeez.
What if we were to have Pac-Man on this episode and he says, "Stay Frosty, everyone"?
He'd probably say, "Thank you."
I think Frosty here would get sued.
Donnie, I obviously you have recovered, so let's go with your shout outs.
We'll give a shout out to the listeners as always. You guys is great. Thanks for taking the time out to listen to me, the Donnie Babble, and the rest of the guys. And I want to give a special one to the Remember the Loop guys. You guys gave me a little strep throat. that was some great Donnie-ism right there that you was tossing around.
That's some Donnie babble.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, you the best Donnie impersonator we ever had on the show. So that trophy goes to you, and it's a gold one too. Put that up on your chumpness.
You'll just be glad that we didn't know Daryl and Frosty back when we held the contest for the Vita. You would have lost.
Well, yeah, but that's all right. I didn't impersonate Donnie. I did you.
I know, but their impression of Donnie was way better than your impression of me.
Well, see, we weren't doing a Donnie contest. We were doing a Tricky contest.
No, you had to impersonate one of the hosts.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, he got you there, buddy. Damn, don't you hate when Tricky win on something?
Yeah, you gotta let him win every now and again, or otherwise he takes his ball and goes home.
Hold on, and I want to give last but not least, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life, Christina, and
Alex is gonna kill you.
Also, my mistress, Lakira, and she is gonna kill me. One more major shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to my Grammy-Easy. It's her birthday today. She has just turned 2000.
And I want to give a shout out to Donnie, Yield, Alex. It's always great podcasting with you guys. And Daryl and Frosty, I mean, you guys have brought the awesomeness this episode. I have to take it away from Yield and give it to you guys. You guys definitely brought the awesome this week. So you, shout out to you.
You're not awesome tossing that awesomeness around like that.
I'm the pimp. I can toss really awesome anywhere I want. Give a shout out to the listeners. A shout out to the goddess who has been taking care of Sweet Mama D for the last, I don't know, how long are we recording now? An hour and 11 minutes. So the last hour, because the first 11 minutes I get interrupted by Sweet Mama D. But, you know, shout out to Sweet Mama D as well. She is very, very, very much a Rangers fan, and I love that. And that's going to close out my shout outs. Daryl or Frosty, whatever you gentlemen want to go first, feel free.
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to Trophy Whores. We really, really enjoyed being on this episode today. Thank you for having us. Hopefully we'll be able to do this many more times in the future.
And don't look forward to it, buddy.
I'd like to give a special shout out to our buddy Brian Patterson at our work. He does a lot of the artwork for our stuff. He did our logo. He's working on a banner for us right now, a Twitter banner, YouTube banner, whatever. It's going to be awesome. But he's going to take a lot, you know, a lot of time on it and get it up, you know, make it nice and special for us. But he's got a business, www.facebook.com/fightstickguy. He makes arcade, like, style fight sticks for fighting games. So go check him out. Huge shout out to him.
All right. Next.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Trophy Horse for having us on tonight. This has been a blast. A special shout out to Donnie. For taking the verbal abuse and being the butt of my jokes tonight. But I do want to say, a little disclaimer. You fired the first shot, on Trivia Horse. So Donnie fired the first shot. That's going to be a Remember the Loot t-shirt. special shout out.
Donnie fired
the first shot.
I would buy that shirt. Donnie fired first.
I would buy that shirt.
Yep. There you go.
I would most definitely buy that.
So, yeah, a special shout out to Josh, the Walking Idea, for his anniversary. And he today, for the first time in 20 years of his life, has been accepted into the PlayStation fold. He just became the proud owner of the Black Ops 3 Special Edition PlayStation 4. So we are very proud of him. He is upgraded from the Xbox to the PlayStation, and he deserves a shout out for him and a shout out for his box.
I will applaud you for the welcoming to the PlayStation family. Your digital cookies will be sent to you. Welcome to the dark side. But you bought Black Ops. Boo.
And just know that once you get the 4,000 trophies, Sony sends you a free 4K TV.
Listen, notice that he said upgrade from the Xbox.
That's right. It is a huge leaps and bounds. That's light years.
Welcome to our vast catalog of ports.
With that being said, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later, chumps.
See you, Space Cowboy.
You done made it to another one. Replay. Go download another one. Continue your whoredom. Or you can go and do a tricky man and chop it. However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.